to get suggestions of possible projects, who we should celebrate during our 200th anniversary in Missouri, and just try to get some ideas. We're 7 or 8 years away from it, but we're starting the planning now.
One of the problems that Missouri has is that it's so diverse. You have trouble really narrowing the focus to find out what to celebrate in the 200th birthday.
Well, that's for sure. We are a diverse state with, you know, so many geographies and geographical points, but we're trying to. That's another discussion topic today, was structure, how to structure a committee, and there were some ideas about maybe dividing the state into regions and then have committees in each region, and I think we'll get there. But yeah, structure is going to be a big point in this celebration.
Is this something that you hope can involve a lot of people, a lot of different organizations, a lot of different viewpoints on Missouri's history?
Absolutely. We want as many people involved as possible, but there's certain obvious statewide organizations that should be and we hope will be a part of this bicentennial, but we also want it to reach down to the very local level, local county historical societies and businesses and churches and, you know, just about anybody that has an interest in Missouri history and what went on the last 200 years.
Some of the ideas that came out of the meeting, what kind of issues or topics do people suggest that we emphasize here?
Well, one of them was rivers, streams, and trails, which seemed to be a theme that came along in several times during the discussion, and I really think that's right. I think how they played an important role of immigrants coming to Missouri and then going westward across our state on, for instance, the Santa Fe Trail. I think trails are and streams and the rivers are going to be a big part of this celebration.
And the rivers and the trails have brought a lot of people through Missouri, a lot of people from Missouri into other states, so this is a very rich thing to be looking into as that particular part of our history. There are so many other parts of our history, too. If all we did was just list famous people from Missouri, we'd be talking forever.
You're so right. So many famous Missourians, you know, Mark Twain, Walt Disney, just the artists of Missouri. Susan Blow was the kindergarten, I believe she developed kindergartens. Education plays a big role in this celebration. The famous generals of Missouri, there's nowhere to stop, hardly.
Of course, we'll be coming off of the 150th anniversary of the Civil War, so the topic of history, it seemed like, is probably still going to be pretty fresh in people's minds by the time we get into the centennial era, which I think Gary Kramer pointed out today actually can start in 2017, because that was the first petition. So this can be more than just 1 year. This can be a whole era, can't it?
It sure can, and reaching school children. I mean, and if we reach the children in schools around this throughout this state, we'll reach the adults too, I think. So I think that needs to be a focus on everything we do, and we can start this celebration right now. Leading up to it, we're again 7 or 8 years away from it. So we're going to have 6 more focus groups such as this one. And already have gotten a lot of good ideas. The State Historical Society is working on a website that will be up with information about the 200th, and it's just very exciting to be a part of it.
I would expect there'd be some different ideas coming out of the different regions of our state because we are so diverse.
Absolutely, and we want to try to glean those regional ideas because we'd like representatives from every corner of the state, every part of the state, to provide input, and they could have celebrations back home in their areas. Who knows where this is all going to take us, but we want everyone to be represented, or as many different regions of the state represented as possible. So
this could be a huge festival in 2021, not only at the state level, but in almost every town, every county. They could have their own organizations planning their own events. whatever is meaningful to an area to celebrate 200 years, I guess.
Absolutely. It's going to also take a little bit of money, and I don't know where the money is going to come from right now, but I think that's going to be part of the eventual committee's task to come up with some fundraising so that we can promote the bicentennial in a way that it should be promoted, and to get the word out, and possibly to, you know, help fund some celebrations around the state. So,
what are your thoughts as we look back over 200 years? We're going to commemorate 200 years. Do you have any thoughts about how celebrating a 200th anniversary of something can help set the stage for the future, not just looking back at the past?
I would hope that we could look back and see the and develop some pride for our state, see the many accomplishments of the people who came before us and the organizations that are here today, but have, the longstanding organizations that have meant so much to this state through the years. And that could be a sort of a springboard to the next whatever, next hundred, but to develop a real pride in Missouri. Missourians are very proud of our state, I think, overall. I am. And I think we could build on that.